Truth is a letter from courage. The truth is, all pundits take the money and run. That's the deal they make, to be pundits. But very few have the courage to admit this, which means they choose to the degree that abandonment could allow them to do anything but. They choose to be silent. The lost child made orphans, but he also made silences. Who gets to speak? The true self or the one seeking approval? In the present example of the interviewer and the film director, we're led to believe that the former is helping the latter to get out his truth because it reflects a problem to be addressed, which can only be corrected if we the people better understand race politics, quote unquote. And this is a quote from the director. And I think what I also wanted to do, I didn't want to vilify anyone in the film. I think that one of the most interesting things about researching these parties is the responses that these students give after the fact. And believe it or not, there's really a sort of naivete to what they're saying, and I really sort of like they didn't realize how messed up this was and didn't completely comprehend how that would come across to a minority, particularly in those environments. And ultimately, the movie, to me, is not even really about racism. It's about identity and about sort of like, what is the mask that you wear? What is the mask that you're forced to wear by the culture around you? And there's no better way to get into that than by showing students who are literally wearing blackface and wearing these masks and wearing these costumes that to them represent Martin Luther King. To me, like that to me was like a perfect end, and particularly since it's kind of a phenomenon. I mean, it happens every year, all the time, no matter how many times these controversial stories come out. Unquote. Obvious question. Knowing power, could it be a tactic? Is power capable of it? Is it likely they do this? Hell yes. What have numerous ancestors shown us about power manufacturing its quote unquote evidence? And what could be more important to it, as rule itself depends on it, but stirring up among the people mutual disaffection? Particularly as these incidents are dwarfed by the evidence of our increasingly coming together, learning about each other, liking each other. Power is scrambling right now to somehow turn back the fact that tens of millions of white folks helped to elect Barack. Now, what does the left punditry imagine the U.S. state is? Do they not understand that for Plato's tribe, who have the coffers and the conviction and the firm determination to realize their vision, that it is a vehicle for them to demonstrate for all other statesmen to see, not just their supremacy, but the validity, the truth of breeding. Plato is their paterfamilias. Plato being not mere metaphor, and they are loyal to him and his racial theories. Imagine how infuriating it must be for such as these to see a black man walk into that symbolic role. And moreover, think what it means for our overcoming power's chief divide between us here in the U.S. Think how critical that divide is for its control of us. What a gift gratis, except they paid for it, this film must be. It reads like a Plato's tribe fantasy. Black, white, divided, mutually sniping. The director tries to play it off like the title's irrelevant. Quote, I just say to all the white people in the audience, on behalf of all the black people in the world, you have the right to laugh. You got a free honorary black card with each Sundance ticket because it's meant to be a satire, you know? I think if you stop at the title, and you get the knee-jerk reaction, oh, this is just going to be an indictment, an hour-long indictment, you're kind of missing the point. It's the title of a movie. And I just want to put people at ease. It's okay, you know, this movie's meant for people of all races to connect to. I think that the issue of being an other is a universal human experience. Interjection. Not universal. It's a class experience. It's universal class experience. Continuing. I happen to be talking about it from a Black point of view. And just like every filmmaker is talking about whatever they're talking about from their point of view. And that should make it no harder to watch or enjoy than any other movie, unquote. But the titles, the soundbite, the titles, what power bought. So of course a whole lot of folks will be put off. How would the director feel about a film taking the opposite tack that claimed it was speaking to us dear Blacks? And the interviewer was clearly complicit. When she asked one of the actors if he's ever had an experience such as the one the film describes, he replied, "Yeah, it wasn't a Black theme party, but I mean, you have, you know, Cinco de Mayo parties, you have, you know, Chinese New Year, all these different. So as minorities as a whole, right before we started shooting, a friend was throwing a white trash party." That's what they called it, a white trash party. And I had read the script, and prior to reading the script, I probably would have went. I probably wouldn't have even thought, you know, I wouldn't have thought anything of it. But I didn't go because it was the same thing in terms of, you know, whether it's economics, it's the same thing, unquote. If truth, getting out, was what this media show was about, the next question to be asked was obvious, but it was bypassed. And in Waking Up, I wrote that when they don't ask the tough questions, and this one wasn't even tough, just obvious, it's a con. A reality is being sculpted. Race is a tactic for division. Division is key for control. This is basic class truth. And for most of us, obvious. And without it, there is no analysis of race politics, which is how this film is being described.